This week on Minnesota Native News Health Report, we answer some of your questions and hear the first entry in a COVID-19 diary. We've been collecting questions from the community, and we're calling on Dr. Anthony Stately from the Native American Community Clinic in Minneapolis to help answer them, Lori Stern reports.
Dr. Anthony Stately is not a medical doctor, but he has a doctorate in psychology and has worked in tribal and indigenous healthcare his whole career. We talked over video chat as the Twin Cities reeled in the aftermath of the death of another Black man in police custody.
There has to be a call to sort of like calm people and calm them down and assure them that there's going to be a process in place that takes care of them. And that burning down the institutions and the places and spaces within your community that serve you, it hurts you, it hurts your family, it hurts your community. We're nonprofits. We're already operating with such little resources, right? And then the COVID-19 pandemic hits us and we're really struggling. And so something like this happens, if any of our organizations get, you know, decimated by people's anger and resentment and the reactions to all of this, like there are so many people that will be hurt because of this.
Dr. Stately said Metropolitan Urban Indian Directors are meeting to figure out ways to calm the situation and protect the food shelves and other services that the community depends on. Because of the COVID virus, the Native American Community Clinic has had to shut down its dental practice and move almost all its services online. For instance, it arranged to give away laptops to several dozen clients who didn't have them.
We thought that's as important, to give them the access to technology and just give them the device and let them have it. And we thought that that was as important in amplifying their health and well-being as giving them medication, right?
Do you have a read on how is it working? Are they staying engaged?
Yeah. A lot of our patients are really engaged. We were really unsure about whether that was going to work well or not. And surprisingly, every single one of our substance abuse treatment program patients showed up regularly every day for 3 hours a day to engage in outpatient treatment through our treatment program called Winota Way, which is re-indigenizing health is what it means in Ojibwe. They really do love to start their day in prayer and in ceremony. And they're really strongly connected to that elder that leads that program. And I think that those are the things that really matter to people, especially in the middle of a pandemic, right, where they want to feel connected.
As director of NAC, Dr. Stately also agreed to answer questions from one of our listeners.
And I was wondering if the masks actually help for COVID-19 because we all breathe the same air.
When I wear a face mask, even if it's a homemade face mask and I'm out in public, I'm reducing significantly the potential for me to transmit the virus if I have it. In the Native community, the way you demonstrate being a good relative is you take care of other people. So I cover my face so that I'm not, because I'm necessarily sick, but because I may have the virus and not know it. And a responsible individual who loves and cares about their family and their community would don a mask because they don't want to spread the virus and they want to hurt other people.
Now, we'd like to introduce you to a young woman who lives with her family in North Minneapolis. She's agreed to keep track on how COVID-19 is affecting her and her community this summer. Meet Jennifer Cortez.
Uju, Jennifer Indishnikas, Gakabikan and Dunjiba. Hello, my name is Jennifer. I am 16 years old. I am from Leech Lake. So starting off, COVID-19 has impacted me and my family by getting us to bond more. And before this pandemic started, we weren't this close. We joke around a lot. We spend a lot of time together. Me and my family have also been getting more organized. We normally cleaned about like once every 2 weeks or so, but now it's like every other day. And with my friends, it brings our mood down having to stay inside a lot. This has been ruining a lot of people's mental health. And school's pretty stressful for all of us. It's pretty hard to learn things online. But I'm thankful that people can still get food to eat and teachers try and help teach students as much as possible. That's really effective on people who need it.
Thank you for joining us for our new program covering the pandemic. We hope you'll help us make it useful in the coming weeks. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at MN Native News. This Minnesota Native News Health Report is supported by a grant from the Minnesota Department of Health.